Lecture 19, Strategies and Stalemate, 431 to 429 BC.
In this lecture, I plan to discuss the initial strategies that ended in stalemate by the beginning of the year 429 BC, which was the third year of the Peloponnesian War. And there's two points I want to bring up before I discuss the initial strategies and why they didn't work. The first of these is how Thucydides organizes his history and how we're going to proceed. Thucydides, starting in Book 2, gives a chronological account of the war year by year, basing it on alternating spring, summer, winters. And actually, this is a seasonal calendar rather than the political calendars used in the Greek world, which were based on a lunar calendar and generally ran from midsummer to midsummer. And he dates the war very carefully, and he tries to date events during the various seasons, which we can approximate to our own calendar fairly easily. The second point, in conjunction with this, in Thucydides' approach to the war, starting now and with this lecture, we're going to be dealing with the war itself, and we will probably give more or less equal weight to the first portion of that war, the 10 years known as the Archidamian War, from 431 to 421 BC, when Thucydides was a participant on the Athenian side, at least up to 424 BC, when he was exiled for military incompetence. And then the next third of the second half of the course, we'll look at the Peace of Nicias, concluded in 421 BC, why it failed, and the launching of the Sicilian expedition, which took place in 415 BC, and the siege of Syracuse by Athenian forces actually started in the period of the peace and provoked the Spartan declaration of war in 414 BC, which leads to the last third of the second half of this course, and that is the final Ionian or Decelean War, the naval war in the Aegean, which saw the final defeat of the Athenians. So our policy will be to follow that narrative approach, although at several of the lectures will be thematic or will be dealing with a specific theater. Nonetheless, we'll adhere pretty closely to the general structure of Thucydides' history. I think the second point I should preface this lecture with is a sketch of what the geographic and political situation was at the outbreak of the war. We've discussed a number of these places, and it's probably useful for us to recall exactly who was allied to whom before we start the actual fighting. When the Athenians entered into the war in 431 BC, they controlled most of the members of their Delian League. And as I mentioned, these had been reorganized in the mid-5th century BC into tribute districts. A northern section included the cities of the Chalcidice and the shores of what are today northern Greece and most of European Turkey. That region, known as the Thraceward regions, included very, very important cities and access to resources. And in these regions, the Athenians had a natural ally in Sitalces, the king of the Thracians, who ruled a native people dwelling in what is now Bulgaria, whereas the Spartans had something of a erstwhile ally in King Perdiccas II of Macedon, who ruled in Macedon, which is today more or less northern Greece. Then there was a second district known as the Hellespontine regions. These were the strategic Dardanelles and Bosporus. The various cities along the shores were all members of the Delian League. A third district was Ionia. That included the cities on the shores of Asia Minor. The attached district of Caria in the southwest had been dropped years ago. And then the central islands of the Aegean, with two exceptions, Thera and Melos, two small islands in the Cyclades in the central Aegean, which were Dorian colonies and technically neutral. Crete, the great island to the south, was also not involved in the war, although the Dorian cities of Crete were friendly to Sparta and the Peloponnesians. This was the area that the Athenians could tax and draw military forces from, usually in the form of hoplites and triremes. The Athenians had other allies, notably the cities of Thessaly in north-central Greece, stretching from Thermopylae to the important Mount Olympus in the passes of the Vale of Tempe, that is, the southern borders of Macedon. And there were traditional ties between the Thessalians and the Athenians, and the Thessalians provided the best cavalry in Greece.